This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russia fired a huge wave of missiles across Ukraine on Thursday, killing at least six civilians in an attack Kyiv said included six hypersonic cruise missiles. In response, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia will not avoid responsibility for the strikes that have hit infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions. Russia's defense ministry said it had carried out what it called a massive retaliatory strike as payback for a cross-border raid last week. The strikes shattered the longest period of calm since Moscow began an air campaign against Ukraine's civil infrastructure 5 months ago. Representatives from Turkey, Sweden, and Finland agreed at a meeting Thursday to hold more talks on the stalled bids by the Nordic countries to join the NATO alliance. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
Turkey and Hungary are the only NATO countries still to ratify the applications, which must be accepted by all 30 existing members of the military organization. Ankara has held up the process and is pushing a list of demands, including that Sweden expel dozens of mostly Kurdish residents it suspects of ties to separatist militants. As part of its efforts to assuage Ankara, the Swedish government announced Thursday it wants to ban more activities linked to extremist groups as part of a text aimed at toughening its anti-terrorism law. Both Finland and Sweden dropped their decades-long policies of military non-alignment and applied to join the alliance last May in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees met Syria's foreign minister in Damascus on Thursday to discuss relief efforts following last month's deadly earthquake. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Congo's military said Thursday at least 36 people were killed by extremists in the country's conflict-riddled east. The Allied Democratic Forces, a group with links to the Islamic State group, killed civilians in Mukandi village in North Kivu province. Conflict has been simmering in eastern Congo for decades as more than 120 armed groups fight for power, influence, and resources, and some to protect their communities. The ADF has been largely active in North Kivu province, but has recently extended its operations into neighboring Ituri province and to the regional capital, Goma. The group is accused by the UN and rights groups of targeting, maiming, raping, and abducting civilians, including children. U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell has been hospitalized after a fall. AP Washington correspondent Jennifer King reports.
A spokesman for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the 81-year-old Kentucky Republican has been hospitalized after tripping and falling at a hotel on Wednesday. Doug Andres says McConnell was attending a private dinner at a Washington hotel when he tripped. McConnell battled polio as a child and has acknowledged some difficulty in adulthood climbing stairs. In 2019, he tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky. He worked from home for several weeks after undergoing surgery to repair a fracture in his shoulder. First elected in 1984, in January, McConnell became the longest-serving leader in Senate history, breaking the previous record of 16 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
A Brazilian senator called on Thursday for a congressional investigation into the sale of a Petrobras refinery to a company in the United Arab Emirates, citing a suspected link to jewelry given to former President Jair Bolsonaro. The refinery in the state of Bahia was sold in 2021, along with its logistical assets, for $1.8 billion. Actor Chaim Topol has died in Tel Aviv at the age of 87, according to Israeli leaders. Cause of death was not given. AP correspondent Margie Zaraleta has more.
If I were a rich man.
Chaim Topol was so known for playing Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof that he was fielding requests to play the role even up to a few years ago. He was in other films, like For Your Eyes Only, Flash Gordon, and Galileo, but he had interests beyond film, including charity work. Topol said in a 2015 AP interview, fame and money from acting were not his goals in life.
Yes, obviously it's very nice. But to tell you that this is the most important thing, I'm not sure.
I'm Margie Zaraleta.
The union representing American Airlines pilots said on Thursday it will hold a strike authorization vote in April as it seeks to make gains on salary and working conditions. The vote will conclude on April 30th. It comes after Delta Airlines pilots ratified a new contract earlier this month. Marissa Melton, VOA News.